Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jason Perdue, and I thank you for joining me on the Sunday evening, March 21st, 2020. We have breaking news. Individuals throughout the world today have reported seeing unidentified flying objects in the sky, awkward-looking alien-like creatures, flying cows, and more. And in a panic, individuals have begun hoarding toilet paper and quarantining themselves in their homes in fear that the global alien apocalypse may finally be upon us. I'm joined tonight by a group of incredibly brave reporters and experts throughout the world with firsthand accounts regarding this alien invasion. So for the next 60 minutes, we will speak to these reporters and experts to try to understand what is going on. This is Alien Invasion News. As a reminder, you can call into the show by dialing 516-590-0964. Let's go to the phones. Right now, I am joined by Lori, who I believe is somewhere in the sticks. Lori, are you with us?
I am with you. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Lori. What's it like out there? What's going on? What are you hearing on the ground there in the sticks?
Well, it's silent, but it's very disconcerting. About 3 hours ago, this huge pyramid-like craft was hovering above Ellington, and about 15 minutes after I started watching it, a disc-like craft came out of the bottom and is now still hovering probably about, it's hard to tell, maybe 10,000 feet up. This thing is huge. This is huge.
So, Lori, you're saying that in the sticks there was a large object and then a smaller disc-like object came out from underneath it?
Yes. Yes, the pyramid-shaped craft has left this area, but we still have the circular-shaped, disc-shaped object above us right here.
Unbelievable. Are there a lot of people who have seen this? Are there a lot of people looking at this? And what is the common reaction to?
I don't see any other people. I'm actually hiding in my barn, looking out the door.
Okay, Lori, stay on the line if you could with us. I'm getting reports that similar things are going on in Florida as well. I have Aaron, a reporter for Alien Invasion News, on the ground in Florida. Aaron, what can you tell us is going on there?
Well, we have
Aaron.
Several. Hello?
Go ahead. We can hear you.
Okay. We have several large saucer-shaped objects. And I also have a local here, Timmy. He's with us today as well. And
hi.
What do you think about all this, Timmy?
I don't know, but those big green scaly people are scaring me.
Okay, so we're hearing reports of actual green people. Is that correct as well?
Yes, they took my cousin, and then they took my brother, Tommy. And they locked him in the closet and told him to stay there.
Well, that's terrifying. Aaron, down in Florida there, I would imagine, are you in a metropolitan area? Are there a lot of people around you?
No, the doctors kept them away.
Oh, the doctors. Okay. So is there panic going on there? Are there people who... Hello, are you with us? Are you there? It appears we may have lost Aaron still on the line, or see if we can get back with him maybe a little bit later on. But we have a lot of callers here today. I'd like to check in with a city, Jamestown, New York. I believe we have our reporter, Jen, on the ground in Jamestown. Jen, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Jen, what's the what's it like there? What's the situation like in Jamestown right now?
Well, right now, the craft seem to be positioning themselves in, you know, formations of three around the city. They're just kind of hovering there, you know, little round disks. We have some government officials that have come in, and they're advising us to, you know, stay in our homes and shelters. However, several people are not listening to this, and they're, like, hoarding the stores, taking all the toilet paper and the water and all this and that and heading to the throughways.
Oh, my goodness. That's terrible. You know, we did hear reports of craft also in Ellington, but they're reporting green people in Florida. Are you seeing any green people in Jamestown?
Not as of yet. They're just sitting there quietly. We do have some military has come in, and some linguistics specialists are setting up some large screens. I think they're about to try and communicate.
Okay. Stay on the line. We definitely want to stick with Jen and see what's going on there. We have a Helena on the line, also from the suburbs of Jamestown.
And
Helen, what can you tell us?
I've been on the intranet for quite a while because I was abducted by aliens. I know.
Oh my goodness.
It sounds far-fetched, but it is true. I have been on many UFOs in the past 3 years, and most of the time I am having fun.
Helen, are you with us?
Sometimes the aliens will do things, and they will insert these needles into my brain, and
oh my.
I don't know what they are after, but they always look really frustrated. Sometimes I ask the aliens if I can continue making guitar tutorials and doing my rap videos, but so far they are denying my request because they hate entertainment.
Wow.
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
So... Ellen. Rest assured for all those worried about me that I am doing okay. And
okay, well, I think Helen jumped off. Disturbing. Lori, are you still with us?
I'm still with you. Some interesting things happened here in the last 2 minutes. Apparently a neighbor... or someone maybe about a mile away started shooting at this thing. I hear multiple gunshots, and then the craft, the bottom lit up, and a huge beam came down.
Oh, my goodness.
Right now it looks like I'm quite a ways away. I'm looking in a cornfield, and it's probably about a quarter mile away, half mile away, and it looks like there may be creatures assembling at the bottom.
Are they green?
Of this light? No, these ones look like they're gray.
So a little bit of a difference from what we're seeing in Florida right now.
Right now, it looks like some big coming down or boxes or something.
We actually have we have a foreign caller coming in calling in from the Andes. It looks like his name is Michael or Mikhail Shinseki, I believe. Let's go to Michael and see what he's seeing in the Andes. Lori, stay with us.
Hi,
Michael or Mikhail?
Hello.
Yeah, what are you seeing in the Andes?
There we are. I am reporting from Lake Baikal out in the middle of the Andes. A friend and I decided since the aliens were coming, we would take his helicopter out of the city and fly low. We were taking off. The approaching ships on the radar had launched a lot of strange things that we weren't sure of. larger than any missile that I'd ever seen before, knowing that the shockwave would hit us when we were about to Washington, we decided to wait it out in an underground hangar. We were not the only ones. It was full of people all trying to get a ride. We had two extra seats. Keeping quiet, Eric went out to look for adequate passengers while readied the seats for takeoff as soon as the wave passes. I could see Eric returning with three people. One of the men had a toolbox and a dirt bike hat. The girl with him was a distinguished nurse, and the kid was the big guy, Jeremy. We were all buckled in. The ceiling was about to open, and our chopper was the first one out. Michaela was watching as more flew out. There were only 15 left in line, and a gigantic ball of slime dropped into the bunker, and everything just dissolved. It was crazy. It was instant. I still have my recorder and tapes just about to land on the lake. We have been flying for hours and hours. The projectiles have...
Hello? Chris, are you with us? Mikhail? Mikhail Shinseki, are you with us? Are you seeing any kind of slime substances there in Ellington, in the sticks, Lori?
No slime substances, but there's probably at least platoon-sized grouping of individual creatures in the field, and two smaller craft departed the circular craft and headed in the direction of where the gunshots came from. And right now, I see flashes of light, red light. Other than that, the group on the ground.
So are you describing a battle? Is there a battle going on there in Ellington, or like, how would you describe what you believe is happening?
I think they're pissed off at somebody shooting at them. It went there and
that makes sense.
Incinerated them.
I want to bring Aaron in with you, Lori, because you said you've seen gray creatures, and Aaron is seeing green. Aaron, are you sure they're green?
Yes, I am.
The spaceship right there. He's coming flying over top of us.
Okay, go ahead. They're flying over top of you. Is that what you said?
Yep.
Okay, so back to the creatures. You said they were green. Are they green? Could they be gray?
They could be. Colorblind.
Okay, he's colorblind. I'm getting word that the president is going to speak on this issue. So I believe, do we have a report? Yeah, we have Mark live from the White House, where it appears the president's about to address the invasion with reporters. So let's go there now and see what... going on with that.
The other day, in which you said you've been briefed on unidentified flying objects. Are they real?
Well, I don't want to really get into it too much, but personally, I tend to doubt it. I mean, you have people that swear by it, right? And pilots have come in and they said, and these are pilots that are not pilots that are into that particular world. But we have had people saying that they've seen things. I'm not a believer, but, you know, I guess anything's possible.
We spoke to a government official recently who said the U.S. government had wreckage from a UFO in a facility on an Air Force base. Are you familiar with that?
I haven't heard that, no. I haven't heard that. It has not been within government, has not been a big thing, but I've seen it. I've seen it on your show, but I've seen it. I don't assume it's correct, but, you know, I have an open mind, Tucker.
No, you do, Mr. President. Thank you for that.
Nowadays, you can believe anything, right?
All right, so some words from the president on this issue. Lori, I know that you have some knowledge of the military and of government operations. Lori, what do you have to say about the president's response to this invasion?
clearly a cover-up and denial of known facts to the government. They've most likely known this a very long time and have done nothing, which is typical, to...
I just find it really interesting that right now...
Oh, my
a
God.
Cow. They blew up a cow?
Well, it kind of went in a puff of smoke after this purple-type beam hit it.
Okay. So with what we heard from the president, then, you know, obviously everybody is witnessing these things or calling and saying what they're seeing. Why would the president deny that?
Well, to decrease mass panic, you know, people would be deathly afraid if they knew the reality of situations and what was going on. We can only hope that some action has been taken by the government over the decades in order to find some way to retaliate and defend our planet from these creatures, whoever they are.
Okay, let's go back to Lori. One moment. I'm getting a report in Florida that there's more of these green creatures on the ground. Aaron, what can you tell us about the green creatures on the ground that you're seeing?
Well, so far, they are trying to. Oh wow. Okay, I gotta go run and hide now. We got like light beams shooting everywhere. Oh shit. Gotta go.
Okay. Okay, yeah, your safety and your health obviously is most important at this time. So in Florida, apparently our reporters are being attacked or whatnot by these green creatures. Hopefully, Aaron, stay safe and we can get back with him shortly. But let's go back to Chris in Hamilton. I'm sorry, it's not Chris. It's Mikhail. Mikhail Slavinsky. Chris, or I'm sorry, Mikhail, are you still with us? Are you still alive? Are you good there?
I am. The projectiles.
Okay, sorry to cut you off.
The projectiles have turned the ice to red and green color. There were others close by. Oh, there's pollens.
Okay. Continue. I apologize.
Cold over here.
All right. Are you seeing any creatures? We're getting reports of gray creatures and green creatures and green creatures shooting lasers. Are you seeing any of that there in Hamilton?
Oh yeah. They're all hiding out in the woods, but they're shooting at us.
And what do they look like?
They appear to be gray and green.
Okay.
I saw a red one, but I think he just ran through a swamp.
So I want to bring in Jen again in the city, Jamestown. Obviously, a larger population setting. We're talking to a lot of people in the wilderness and rural areas. Jen, what are you seeing in Jamestown?
Well, the military has sending a series of pictures in hopes of communication. They're sending pictures such as toilet paper, corn, rubber gloves, and we're waiting on a response. I think I see something. Okay, a big, huge door is opening, and now they're lowering what it seems to be a basket, a huge basket.
Okay.
And I think there's a note attached.
Can you read that
I'm
note,
getting
Jen,
word
if
now.
It's safe?
I'm getting word now. They're sending it. They
okay.
want our candy corn.
Candy corn?
They want candy corn. I don't know what we're going to do.
Maybe,
it's not that time of year.
No, it's going to be very difficult to get candy corn. Let me get with Lori. You know, she's a hoarder. She hoards a lot of stuff in her garage. Lori, do you happen to have any candy corn that maybe we could give to the aliens?
No, I do not, but I do have some Laws rockets and about 50,000 rounds of ammunition, 50 BMG, but I don't think this is going to help us.
I'm not sure that's going to work. Yeah, we could be in trouble. Jen, can you send a note back to the aliens, maybe send a note back up in that basket to let them know that if they leave now and come back in October, we would be more than willing to help them with candy corn?
I will see if the military officers will do that. It looks like they might be sending a message back up in, and we'll see what happens.
Okay, that would be fantastic. Of course, you know, there's a lot of candy corn left over after Halloween because nobody buys it. But we are getting word that we have a reporter. It's actually not our reporter, but it is an Associated Press reporter out in California now that's following the story. So I want to go to that Channel 3 broadcast that's live. They can feed into us right now.
We must not panic. Many gigantic, unidentified flying objects and extraterrestrial creatures have been reported in various locations around the world within the last 24 hours. Many witnesses have reported abductions, lasers, and large fireballs as a result of the destructive nature of this deadly breed. We must remain calm. Seek shelter immediately until further notice.
You forgot something.
What did I forget? I think I got just about everything.
We're gonna die!
Channel 3's Rick Chan has the latest. Rick?
The question that has had everyone talking since the beginning of time has finally been answered. Our extraterrestrial friends, or should I say foes, have finally came down for a visit, and some are calling it chaotic.
I was sitting out on the front porch, man. I thought they were harvesting, man. Me and my dear wife, man. All of a sudden, man, this spaceship comes down out of the sky. I said, hey, babe, what is that out there I see? She said, honey, it looks like a big ship. And these little green men jumped out and started running towards us. And I said, honey, run in the house and get me gun and my machete. I started running, man. I didn't know what to do, man. I left my dear wife on the outside for the aliens to get. And I got my gun. And I came back outside, man. And she was standing up saying, come with us. The aliens have got her. And now she is talking.
All right, so interesting broadcasts from California. Apparently, they're also reporting little green men in California, but apparently there are grays that are in Ellington. Lori, what are you seeing?
Recently, about 20 of these smaller fighter-type craft have exited the craft and the larger craft and are now heading west at a rapid speed toward Jamestown, it would appear, or that vicinity.
Oh, boy. As if Jamestown needs even more.
Now, there are more of these creatures on the ground now.
And they are green? Can you confirm they're green?
Gray. I misspoke if I said green.
Oh, they're gray. They are gray. So we are,
gray,
so
although,
obviously, we're dealing with two different types of these creatures.
Well, they do seem to have some sort of uniform or suit that is slightly greenish in color.
Okay, well, let's check back in Florida and see if Aaron has survived the attack from these little green men. Last it sounded like he was running for his life, but let's see how he's doing now. Aaron from Florida, are you still with us?
Yes, I am. And right
I'm glad
now,
you're safe.
I'm
glad you got away from them.
I'm hiding at the moment, but from where I can see, we have spaceships beaming up people, cows, chickens, dogs, cats, and they are just flying.
Okay. Have they said anything to you about candy corn?
I have not heard candy corn, but,
let's check back in with Jen real quick and see if she's got a response. Let's see if Jen's got a response. She was sending up a note in the basket to the spaceship last we checked. Jen, are you still with us? And what do you know about the candy corn denial that we sent to them?
I am now hiding. They have come out of their ships. We have more swarming in, and their little creatures are gray. They're like running around amok, stealing dogs and cats, and I don't know what's going on, but I'm hiding.
You know, it'd be really nice if we could get a clear color on these things. I mean, you're saying that they're gray, Lori's saying they're gray, Aaron's saying they're green, but he did say he might be colorblind. I think that Mikhail, there's no Chris. I think Chris, oh gosh, I'm never going to get this right. Let's just go to that guy in Hamilton and see if he has a more better answer on whether or not the color is green or gray. Mikhail, Are you with us?
They appear to be a greenish color. Not very dark, but they appear to be a little bit glowing.
Have you been tested for color blindness anytime within the last few years?
I was just tested last month.
Okay, perfect. So there are green and there are gray. So there are two different types of these beasts that are they attacking where you're at, or are they just hanging out?
They look like they're trying to surround the area for an attack, but they're being very intelligent about it.
All right, so I guess we're getting word that Michael back at the White House has another update on the extraterrestrials. So we got to go to the White House real quick again. Michael, go ahead.
Here we go. One of the things you have as president is the access to all the information in the world, all the mysteries out there. And I was just struck in the last couple of weeks, we're reading more and more reports of Navy pilots seeing lots and lots of UFOs. Have you been briefed on that? What do you make of it?
I have. I think it's probably, I want them to think whatever they think. They do say, I mean, I've seen and I've read and I've heard, and I did have one very brief meeting on it, but people are saying they're seeing UFOs. Do I believe it? Not particularly.
Do you think you'd know if there were evidence of extraterrestrials?
Well, I think our great pilots would know. And some of them really see things that are a little bit different than in the past. So we're going to see. But we'll watch it. You'll be the first to know.
Now, I want to go back to Lori in Ellington. Lori, like I said, has military experience, also government experience. Lori, you know, you're hearing from the president again. You're sitting here looking at these green men, and the president's still denying it. I need to get a comment from you on this. What are your thoughts?
They're gray, and he is totally full of feces. Nothing but feces emanates from his mouth in this. But it does appear they have recalibrated their weapons they were using and have went back at the Black Angus cows. And I kind of smell barbecue now.
Oh, my goodness. Barbecued cows. That's terrible. Now, have you witnessed any of these creatures eating any livestock yet?
Not yet. But there is a company size. Seems to be heading off toward the west also, but squad size, no. I have some approaching my position now. I'm maybe going back into the house to protect my toilet paper supply.
I was just going to ask, I think the viewers and listeners are a little worried because you seem to be out more secluded from everywhere else. Were you able to get enough toilet paper before this started going down?
Well, I've always stocked some up, but obviously not enough. I only have about 500 rolls of it. I don't think that's going to get us
500
out here.
No, and let's check with Aaron in Florida. Aaron, did you prepare and get enough toilet paper before this invasion?
Working in janitorial certainly has its perks. I got a whole warehouse full of toilet paper and also cleaning supplies.
Perfect. Let's go to Mikhail in Hamilton. Mikhail in Hamilton, did you stock up and get enough toilet paper before they invaded?
I have plenty of toilet paper. I went out last month and got 20 rolls.
All right, perfect. So that should get you through to about Wednesday. And let's check with Jen. Jen in Jamestown, just checking to make sure you have enough toilet paper.
I'm not thinking we're going to survive without any toilet paper. They seem to be taking the toilet paper. I'm wondering if that is their hostage attempt to get their candy corn.
That is a very good possibility. Did we get a note back from the basket, or are they ignoring it?
No, they're ignoring it. They've just started coming down, and it's like they're searching. And then taking our animals and our toilet paper. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. I do want to go back to Aaron because Aaron is a ufologist. Aaron has a lot of experience when it comes to Aaron, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Aaron, I wanted to check back in with you because I know you do have experience working with extraterrestrials and whatnot, and you do have the ability to semi-speak their language. So I'm just wondering if you could tell us maybe what their thought process would be right now what they may be thinking about, and why they might be here?
Well, I don't think I've ever seen them taking toilet paper and goodies, but when I was in the UPA, we were studying them, or what we could. They seem to like music and bright colored lights.
Okay, what else can you tell us about them? Is there anything else that we may need to know? Are they? Do you believe that they are vicious, and are they going to be a threat, or are they just here for the toilet paper and the candy corn?
Well, judging from the light beams and lasers and tracker beams going on, I would say that they are definitely a hazard to the humans as a species.
Okay, and I do want to bring Lori back in, our military and government expert. Lori, you know, you haven't really dealt with extraterrestrials in the past, but you've been part of planning to deal with such things. So what can you tell us about what their interests may be and how we may be able to protect ourselves against them?
I believe their interest is in taking over the resources of this planet and possibly utilizing us as a slave species. I have not heard of anybody being vaporized by them yet. The group that was moving toward me is now in a holding pattern, seeming to be communicating. It does appear that the others have started eating the cows now. Looks like a bit of...
And is it possible, Lori, is it possible that this could just be maybe a movie that's being filmed all over the world? You know, maybe it's just a giant movie. Maybe it's not really an activity that's occurring. I mean, with the president's denial, it could be a movie, right?
This is not a movie. I literally saw a cow vaporized, explode. And I smell cows cooking now. I'm sure the owner is highly displeased at this, although smartly not coming out to interact with the creatures. The group that was coming toward me now seems to be heading back to the feasting frenzy that's happening.
Lori, since you're over there with the cooking cows, if you can grab me a Delmonico, I can probably get over there by 9 p.m. tonight. Let's check back in with Chris in Hamilton. Chris, what's going on?
There's a lot of activity over here. They are starting to move in on the town, and they're starting to there's just lights everywhere. I can't really make out what's going on. There's just lights everywhere.
Okay, is it possible that they may be, you know, throwing a rave or a dance party or something like that? Maybe they're not here, you know, in a violent way. Maybe they're just here to party with us.
It's entirely possible.
Have you gone up to them and tried to buy them a drink and see if they'll have a dance with you? I mean, if this is all about clubbing and partying, maybe that's what we want to do. Maybe we have to approach them and offer them the dance. They may be shy.
That is very sound advice. I will take that.
All right,
that
try that, Chris. Try that, Mikhail, whatever your name is, and we'll come back to you in a moment. I want to get with Aaron because I hear that he just attempted to communicate with one of the creatures, one of the green creatures. Aaron, what can you tell us about your attempted communication with them? Because I know you're an expert at talking to extraterrestrials. How did that go?
Well, so far, they seem to, I can't exactly understand them just yet, but they certainly like the music, apparently. They're bebopping their heads back and forth, so I don't know, we might have something going on.
So you're saying that you're communicating with them with music, and it's working? You're getting them to dance a little bit?
Yes, getting them to dance.
Okay. All right, let's check back in with Jen in the city, who said that they were a little bit more violent where she was at. Jen, any messages back from the basket, or have they attempted to dance?
The only thing that's going on here right now is all of our cats and dogs have disappeared and strangely,
oh, no.
There's like this overwhelming scent of Chinese food.
That's terrible. All right. Let's go to Lori. Lori's a fan of Chinese buffet. Lori, what can you tell us about what's going on there in Ellington?
Well, as I am a fan of Chinese buffet, but they have broken into one of my outsheds and discovered my stockpile of glow sticks and are now running around and possibly, you could say, dancing with a bunch of glow sticks.
Okay, so is there music playing? And if so, what kind of music?
No, there is no music playing. They're insane. It's
okay.
But
so they're playing with your glow
sticks. Seem to have appeased them.
Have you tried putting on, tried maybe blaring something from ABBA? Or maybe another, you know, late 80s, 90s dance hit, try to see whether or not they'll react to that?
Well, I do have an extended mix of Never Ending Story. I could try that.
All right, Lori, and we'll get back to you. We'll try that, Lori, and we'll get back to you. I'm hearing word right now from Aaron in Florida that they just threw down the cows and the chickens and the pigs that they were taking, like they exploded out from underneath the spaceship after they had just taken them all in. Aaron, what can you tell us about the regurgitation of the livestock and domesticated animals from that spaceship in Florida?
Well, it's definitely raiding livestock. And let me tell you, a drop from 10,000 feet in the air, it's not a pretty sight when they land. we got blood and guts everywhere.
Okay, so are they dancing anymore, or what are the green men doing now that they're regurgitating their livestock?
Apparently, they're like swing dancing.
Swing dancing, okay. All right, I can hear the music in the background. Jen, I'm not sure if you were able to hear what's going on in Florida right now. Apparently, they're regurgitating the livestock out of the spaceships. So it smells like Chinese food in Jamestown, is that correct?
Yes, and there seems to be like a big old hoedown going on down here. They're all line dancing, having a good time. I don't know what's going on now. They just seem to be eating Chinese food and dancing.
Have they regurgitated any livestock out of the UFO there, or?
Not yet, but I'm wondering what's up with the toilet paper shortage. I think we're going to find out soon.
Well, I mean, if they're eating Chinese food, it's probably important that they have toilet paper. So let's go back to Lori. Lori, I do want to talk to you a little bit more about your military experience and what you think may be necessary at this point. I mean, if they're friendly and they're dancing, you know, they've caused a lot of havoc already, however, with livestock, domesticated animals, you know, scrounging supplies and demanding candy corn. What can we do now? Do we have to take military action, or do we just continue to sweet talk them?
Well, they pretty much wiped my glow stick supply out. It was about 20 cases. And the ones that were here have now made their way back to the barbecue scene. And seem to
Were
be,
you able to get me a Delmonico?
Hell no. Seem to be dispensing them out to everybody, and it is the massive cornfield of multicolored glow sticks all going around. What I think now needs to be done by the government is literally to airdrop cases of glow sticks and make these people happy.
I'm just curious whether or not we can find a big stash in a warehouse of candy corn at some point, because, I mean, I think that's what they were demanding in Jamestown. Have you heard anything about candy corn where you're at in Podunk?
No. The Black Angus cows, beef there, and the glow sticks seem to have them quite pleased. And
all right, let's bring in Aaron. Aaron, have you heard anything about candy corn in Florida at all, or have they mentioned that or given a note or anything?
We're still trying to do music here. But we did send a thing of cotton candy along with the music.
And how are they responding to the cotton candy?
Robin?
Are they responding well to the cotton candy?
So far, they're picking it out of their teeth.
Oh, they have teeth, too. Okay, let's go back to Mikhail / Chris in Hamilton. What's going on where you're at?
Oh, my God, Jason. It's amazing over here. Been candy corn from the sky, and there's those music everywhere. But you can't hear it unless you're actually dancing with them. It's so fun. I can't get enough of this. And there's just the lights make so much sense now. They're just everywhere. I wish you could hear this music. It's incredible. And this candy corn, I don't know where they got it from, but it's really good. Really good stuff.
All right, so
Hello?
Sorry about that. I thought we lost you. Laura, I want to bring you in now because it's kind of concerning to me to hear that he's dancing around and not hearing any music. Is this step one of an abduction? What's going on here?
It may be they're placating him into feeling that he is safe, and they may start their experimental probing and prodding on him. I can tell you what they're doing with their glow sticks to each other is highly inappropriate on this planet in certain circumstances. And I would note
remember this is a family program.
Right.
Are you there? Are you there?
Yes. It's just highly disturbing that they're treating them like lollipops. It's there goes my bleach. Good Lord, they're chugging on bleach as they head back.
So
what the heck?
I do want to go back to the issue that we're having with Chris right now, where it seems that he's almost hypnotized by what's going on right now. He said that candy corn is falling from the sky, so on and so forth. It doesn't seem normal after they were just shooting lasers at him. Is it because we were fighting back that they're now trying to hypnotize people through dance?
It may be a tactical on their part. I do know from what I witnessed at the beginning here that any type of aggression toward them is responded with aggression. But glow sticks
I do want to remind our listeners real quick that you can call in at 516-590-0964. That's 516-590-0964. So we can hear what's going on elsewhere. It is important for us to get a very good idea of everything that's going on. It appears that Chris is in the process of being abducted in Hamilton, New York. It appears that there's a glow stick rave with aliens going on in Ellington. I do have a caller, I believe, on the line now from Brockton, New York. Let's take this call. I believe his name is Andrew. Andrew, you're on with us. What can you tell us is going on in Brockton?
Hello, are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. So I've been listening to the podcast. I've been inside. I just moved outside to witness what was happening. And from what I've been hearing, these aliens have been described as somewhat hostile. But from what I've been experiencing, the aliens that I've been seeing here are apparently a lot different than what's been going on elsewhere in the world.
Okay, what can you tell us about them in Brockton?
Okay, so it started when I was inside. I was playing video games as usual with my dog. And then I went outside because I heard this. It was like this large, large boom, like a supersonic jet, you know, like a just a loud, massive boom. So I went outside, and I saw this gigantic ship. It was like this, like it was like a, you know, like a like a UFO saucer, like, you know, a saucer shape. But then you know, something came like beamed down like this. There was this bright flash of blue and something beamed down from it. There was just like this beam of light. And then I saw it was really far away, and this was like a giant object in the sky, but it was really far away. But I could still see like these figures coming down in the blue light.
Oh my.
And so at this point I was outside with my two dogs. One of them is a lab and the other one's a small little pug. And I was outside. I saw this ship. After it beamed down, the light suddenly stopped, and these figures somehow from so far away. And then all of a sudden there was just like, there was another big bright flash of light. And the next thing I knew, I was lying on the ground, and all of a sudden I saw these reptilian like figures, like not like you've been describing, like they were like these green, almost reptilian like things. I described them as maybe if an alligator and a snake had a baby, and then it grew legs for some reason and walks on two legs.
All right, I will tell you, we do, Andrew, stay on the line. We do have Lori from Ellington, who has a lot of knowledge of the reptilian creatures that you speak of. Let's bring Lori on. Lori, what can you tell us about the reptilians and Andrew seeing?
Well, the reptilians are generally the most aggressive from reports. And they do seem to have some sort of issue with the grays. What we could be seeing is a planet-wide rave between species. But I don't see any aggressive nature from these creatures right now. And actually, the large ship is emanating multicolored lights from the bottom of it, lighting up the cornfield with the glow sticks going.
All right, so
it's quite an incredible sight.
So it appears that Andrew is the only one right now who is experiencing these reptilians. I want to go. Aaron did describe these reptilians as green in Florida. Aaron, are you still with us in Florida?
Yes, I am, and I found another reporter.
Okay, Aaron, I want to ask you real quick about the aliens that you saw. Could they potentially be reptilian in Florida?
They could be. They could be. There are a lot of reptiles here, so they very well could be green. They could be reptilians.
Okay, Andrew, are you still on?
Yes.
Okay, what else can you tell us about the reptilians?
Well, right now I'm hiding under my trampoline from these weird-looking creatures. They're really tall. Like next to my van, they're like two vans combined into one. They're really tall, and they're wearing some kind of like bionic armor, like super, like sci-fi futuristic. And they've got these, I don't know, it's just really creepy. They've got sharp teeth, and I'm pretty sure one of them ate my pug.
Oh, no. R.I.P. pug.
It's not looking good. These things are, I don't know how to describe them. They are reptilian, but I don't know what they're doing here. Right now they're just wandering around, and as I'm talking to you incredibly loudly, they somehow aren't able to hear me.
Okay, let's go to Jen. She seems to be around a little bit of a military presence in Jamestown with these creatures and has a little bit of luck communicating with them. Jen, what is your advice for Andrew and Brockton, who's dealing with these potentially aggressive reptilians?
Well, from word I'm getting from the military, we don't have the reptiles here, but any of the candy corn is falling from the sky. It is advised not to eat it. Do not eat the candy corn. It is a trap. They have started filling the basket with some goodies of Pop Rocks and Coca-Cola.
Okay, we actually lost Chris/Mikhail in Hamilton. We can't get him back on the line, so I fear the worst. If you remember, Chris seemed like he was being hypnotized or coming under some kind of abduction by these creatures last we spoke, and now he's not on the line anymore. I want to ask Lori, you're not eating the candy corn, are you?
No candy corn falling from the sky here, but we did have some other smaller craft fly by here, and they literally strafed the alien raid that's going on here. There's a lot of movement here. More smaller craft have come from the large disk, and it appears to be there's some sort of air battle going on here.
Oh my goodness. Okay. I want to go to Aaron again, and just make sure he hasn't eaten the candy corn. Aaron in Florida, if you can hear us still, if you're still on, have you eaten any of the candy corn?
No. Yes, I have. And it's a little psychedelic at this time.
I want some of that candy. They won't give me any.
Can you hear
little Timmy?
Let me ask you a question. Are you hearing any music? You're not dancing with them, are you?
No, just the voices in my head.
Okay, you're dancing with the voices in your head.
These aliens keep telling me things, and I don't understand them.
Aaron in Florida, I would really keep an eye on Timmy and make sure that Timmy stays away from the candy corn. Lori, situation, you said glow sticks were all over your cornfield. What do you see going on right now?
Right now it looks as if more fighters have been launched from the Oval spacecraft that was originally here. There's another large craft approaching. And it appears to be directly firing on the large oval disc, which must have some sort of shield on it. There's a lot of bright lights as these beams hit it.
Okay, hang on. I'm getting reports that Andrew's dealing with some more where he's at with the reptilians. Andrew, what can you tell us about what's going on where you're at now?
Well, I'm still under my trampoline, and these things are still wandering around, but my dog, I'm trying to keep my dog, the one that wasn't eaten, away from them. She's trying to bark. I'm trying to not make her bark, but I'm afraid that these things might know where I am now.
So they're not dropping candy corn from the sky, are they?
No, they're not dropping candy corn. I don't know if they're searching for candy corn or if they're searching for the dance party or if they're trying to eliminate the dance party. I'm not entirely sure what they're here for. All I know is that they apparently have taste for pugs.
If you can turn on some music, some dance music, see if that works. We'll check back with you in a second. I do want to go back to Aaron with Timmy in Florida. It appears that, Aaron, you are keeping Timmy away from the aliens, correct?
Yep.
I want to play with them.
Oh, you can't play with the aliens.
But they got cool skills.
So is the dance party still occurring in Florida with the aliens?
Yeah, they invited me to a party to dance.
I think one of them's wigging out. He's kind of like dancing kind of weird. He's not in unison with the rest of the line.
Whee!
I think somebody fed him some E or something.
Whee!
So, Aaron, what is your expert analysis as to what is going on with them right now? Why, you know, they were shooting laser beams at you.
Don't tell them about the invasion. Don't say anything.
Wait, what's that?
Invasion.
Not quite sure what's going on there. At the moment in Florida, some interesting things. But, Lori, we got about less than 5 minutes left. Why don't you give us a closing update on what you are seeing and what your thoughts are?
Right now, what appears to be some landing craft have come from the second large ship to come, and I've moved back out to the barn so I can get a better look, and there's this time they are green reptilian-looking creatures, and they're both of those sides are going at it. Lasers everywhere. Strong smell of ammonia. Pitched battle overhead. A lot of burning trees out here now from craft that have gone down.
Okay, let's go back to Jen in Jamestown. Jen, Have you received a note back from the basket, or what is going on with the rave party?
Everything is calming down here. Since we offered them the Pop Rocks and Coca-Cola, all we're hearing are little faint pops, and then it just downpours green slime.
Green slime in Jamestown, green slime?
Yes.
Kind of the same reporting that Mikhail slash Chris gave us about Hamilton. Okay, so there's no violence there at the time? They've calmed down?
Yeah, seem to have calmed down. I say
okay,
give
let's
them
get a
Pop Rocks and Coca-Cola.
Okay, let's get a last word from Aaron in Florida. Aaron in Florida, you've got a few minutes left. What's the situation like in Florida?
I have a buddy from the Department of Defense here, and maybe he can tell you a little.
Hey, what they're doing now is they're taking all of the used toilet paper that they took from the stores and they're returning it door to door, knocking on everybody's door. But as you know, nobody wants to open the door for fear of the spread of the virus. So now we have rolls of used toilet paper that are going to be put back on sale because you're allowed to return them, even though they said you're not going to be allowed to. So, and you can take this to the bank. This is Department of Homeland Security.
Okay, so we've heard from the Department of Homeland Security that you are able to return your used toilet paper. That's fantastic news. And, Andrew, we were hearing reports of reptilians now also in Ellington. How's it going there? How are you holding up? And did you try the music?
Well, before I could try the music, the reptilian aliens, they must have gotten back in their spaceship and flown away because I can't find them in the giant saucer. It took off somewhere, so I'm assuming they left. But I didn't get to try the dance music or anything, so I'm not sure if the reptilians spotted elsewhere were these same ones or not.
All right. Well, we're glad you're safe. You know, we're glad at least one of your dogs is safe as well. You know, this evening we've learned quite a bit about the alien invasion from various places throughout the world. And we'll be back with you as often as possible to discuss this breaking news. Will we find out the alien visitors are friendly and wish to coexist, or will they destroy us? It's hard to tell, and we seem to be getting mixed messages. But until that time, we thank you for joining us for some comedic relief. We wish you the best. Stay safe, and we hope you tune in again for Alien Invasion News. I'm Jason Perdue with Lori and Chris / Mikhail, Aaron, Jen, thank you very much, and have a wonderful, wonderful evening.